good turnout, very very positive. A young fella called Owen Hughes from Acorns Athletic Club. He's from Mahara, won the 10 mile. Interestingly, and you would remember this, he's the son of Tommy Hughes, who, of course, ran Marathon for
Marathon
Barcelona.
Man is right.
Yes, exactly. And that was a bit of a link with the past and with a fine athlete. So that was the men's winner. And a girl out from Garton, Siobhan Gallagher, was the winner. She's a member of 24/7 Tri. She won the women's. But really, it was just about fun and participation and bringing people to the area and all of that, you know. So it was a big success in that sense. And look, it's just another underlining factor in that big crowds. There are big crowds out there. There's always a good response in each of the communities through the county. So this was a positive experience once again in Ballyliffin. So that's the 8th year of that event. So, and the benefiting aspect of their race is the local community, because they, not only do the people come into the community, but obviously the money that they raise through entry fees goes to, you know, various projects in the area. So like things like, for example, they're trying to build a trail over the top of the mountain, you know, that people, a walk trail. So things like that, and a walkway at the beach and stuff like that. So it's all good. It's all good, really, through a participation event like that. So very positive, mate. It's very, very positive.
Okay, well, anything else then? Do you want to talk?
Well, following up on a conversation we had last weekend, mate, you know, with Brendan Boyce about the 50K, and
yes.
Bringing that up to date, and I was kind of negative about it indeed, and I had no real great hope in the back of my mind, you know, that the 50K would be retained. But the good news is that the 50K, as a result of a meeting of IAAF in London this week, the 50K has been retained on the programme. The programme remains intact for Tokyo, all the way to Tokyo. So, you know, Brendan, who's currently in Gladwick training and preparing for this season, and indeed more on the horizon for him as the European walks and Padobrady in the Czech Republic in May. So he's happy camper at this moment in time, and, you know, that gives him an opportunity to make his third Olympic Games and indeed many other championships along the way. So very, very positive, very, very positive. The guy who I quoted on the show last year, Dan Milano from Italy, really gave a very strong presentation at the meeting and on behalf of walking. And so all positive, all good. It was very positive for Brendan. So really, really good, Miles.
Well, that's great news to hear, and he'll be delighted, and good for Donegal, and it's good for the sport of walking, obviously, with that they retain two races, the 50K and the 20K.
Absolutely, and the tradition and the history is there, you know, in those events, and that was good. But there's always going to be pressure, I think, in the future on certain events because of the developing nature of sport, you know, and I mentioned it last weekend, and things like triathlon and other sports that aren't in the Olympics. There's always going to be pressure on to minimise the impact of the numbers that are involved in athletics, I suppose. But look, it is what it is. We're on the ball, and Brendan's on the ball, and we're all happy, and that's good story there. The other news is that the two McGuigan boys have been really whacking out the hammer in the States. Mentioned this yesterday on the programme, and done a new Donegal senior record in the hammer from Dempsey at the Mount Shaq Radies in Walnut on Thursday evening. 70-27 or something like that, Miles, which is over the 7 metre barrier for the first time ever in history. That's a big deal for him. He's ranked 8th on the all-time list in Irish Hammer Throne, and 72 would bring him to top 6. So he's on the way up. So that was a big result. And then just a couple of hours ago, his brother Phelan, who's a student, scholarship student as well, he's at Texas University. He threw PB four times over 64, and he threw a PB equal PB at 64:47. So, look, good for the two boys, both members of Finn Valley, of course, but both very much benefiting from their period in the States, from very sound coaching and very sound support systems in the States. So it's all good. Both of them will be coming home for the summer, and they'll be impacting, obviously, in the national championships at various levels. So, and indeed making an Irish team. So we're very happy about that.
Okay, good. I'd like to just ask you about the new high performance appointment by Athletic Ireland, Paul McNamara. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, Paul was a scholarship student in Providence College, and this is from Athenryan, County Galway. He's obviously Irish. That's the first, you know, Irish high performance guy we've had for quite a while. I brought him on board with me to, where did I bring him? I brought him to the World Championships in Beijing. That was his first major appointment, and I brought him with me as one of my support staff for Rio. You know, he's gaining. He was a development officer with Athletics Ireland, working very, very strongly at Athlone IT as the link man there. And it's a big look. It's a big challenge for him. You know, and I'm sure he's nervous about it, but he's got to, you know, get stuck in and develop it. There's a lot of pressure on that particular position, Niles, because the media are on that case on an ongoing basis, and right now, you know, there's a big demand within the sport, for those that understand the sport and Irish athletics, that there's a big demand for some coaching, proper coaching structures, and they don't particularly exist at the minute. And you know, I think he'll have to meet that challenge, you know.
What, in your opinion, Patsy, is required at that grassroots level to bring the coaching standards to a higher level?
Well, I think that there has to be leads. I think there has to be leads in the various elements of the sport, you know, like throws, jumps, sprints, relays, middle distance and stuff. There is middle distance lead. But other than middle distance lead, you know, our sport was too dependent on middle distance success and stuff for years and years and years. And we didn't really develop any of the other disciplines or aspects of the sport for youngs. And as a result, you know, Miles, for example, we just talked about two hammer throwers there. Yep. I mean, we were continually losing the big lads to rugby. Mm-hmm. And we had no structures or support systems for our big lads that wanted to throw, you know. We had such a brilliant, brilliant history in throwing. I mean, we were world leads in throwing. Yep. Well, obviously, so long ago. But, you know, the point is, you know, there are still plenty of lads out there, but no structures, really, to encourage them, mates, to encourage them, you know. Mm.
And is the problem the fact that, you know, it's going to cost money to put in full-time people to coach all those disciplines that you're after mentioning?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, mate. The money, it's a financial problem. It's a financial requirement, and to bring in the proper right people, you know, quality people, it would be a massive investment. But until it's done and until it's dealt with, whether it's one element at a time, you know, maybe it'd be too much to expect that we could finance all those lead positions that I'm talking about. But we certainly need to start to begin to prioritise and then begin to work through it, you know. I do believe.
Could we work on a part-time basis maybe with some of those athletes that have just retired recently? And Dervil O'Rourke is a name that springs to mind there. You know, to employ her to take on a new crop of hurdlers.
Well, something like that, mate. Something like former international athletes, absolutely. I think that would be our best bet in the Irish context. You know, I mean, if we were a federation that had a lot of money, we would do it differently. But, you know, I mean, we have the lead in Irish terms, you know, just give you an example. We have the lead sprints relays coach amongst the lead relay and sprints coaches in the world, and Stephen Maguire.
Correct.
He's working for British, and he's a lead British, and he's at this moment in the Bahamas with the British team. And, you know, they'll impact. They will completely and absolutely impact in the world relays in the next few days. Maybe people like that we need to be. And this is a person who wants to come home. So basically, you know, it's just look, it's not going to be done today or tomorrow, but we need to be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe acting sooner rather than later, because you need high profile athletes to keep athletics to the forefront, you know, when it comes to European championships, world championships, Olympics. It's all about the medals, so you have to have the big names.
We need an element of success. You're 100%. We need to have a story. You know, we're in competition with other sports, and we need to have a story. We need to have some good news. And, you know, all right, it could. I mean, I know that we did well at the Olympic Games, but, you know, in terms of what we have and what we did, but, you know, but the general public don't understand that. So you do need medals, so you do need high performers, and we haven't had that other than Thomas Byrne, and then before that, Rob Heffernan in recent times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Kieran McGean, of course, yeah.
Okay, well, sure. Look, it's an appointment that's needed, the high performance appointment,
yes.
And hopefully things will develop. The fact that the facilities have improved greatly, it'll be a pity now not to use them and to use them to their full potential.
Look, there's no need for athletes to be going around cribbing and crying about what facilities or support or anything anymore. I think you just need to get on with it and do the work and get, and maybe in many instances they need to build structures around themselves. You know, really world class top athletes might have to build their own team around them. Basically, you know, it's that extreme right now. You know, you won't achieve at a world level, global level, unless you have your own team around you. Are working for you and with you, you know. So that's the unfortunate requirement now, and we've got to do it, you know.
Okay, Patsy, will we leave it there?
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Miles.
You're very welcome. Patsy McGonigal there.